From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This is the NFL Divisional Round 2019 style. The final eight teams of this NFL season on display. Two in the AFC, two games in the AFC, two games in the NFC. BleedBlueShow.com, always streaming live or archive on our platform, our shows, audio archive episodes on iTunes, Podcast Republic. Tune in and your Stitcher app. So look forward for the dialogue for the second round of the NFL playoffs. First week in the games last weekend. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Where I thought the best game of the game the weekend was definitely the Philadelphia Chicago game. Right? Everybody has heard and saw the outcome of that game and how it went down. But the other games this past weekend, and we'll talk with the stakeholders, we'll get their thoughts as how it went. The predictions that we have with the confidence picks last week, we'll carry it over. When we get to the picks later on in this episode, we'll read them off on who's where we stand on the confidence picks. But last weekend's games, from what I remember, the best game of the weekend was the Philadelphia game. The Charger game versus the Raiders, the Ravens. It got interesting later in the fourth quarter when they tried to make a quick comeback, but nonetheless, the Saturday games was a snooze. Pretty much was kind of boring. The Seattle game versus Seattle losing to Dallas, and then you saw the Colts kind of just took the air out of the balloon of the Houston Texans. So, getting back to this week's games, interesting games because I'm still kind of undecided, and I'll get to that when it's my turn to make my picks with Chiefs Colts. You got Cowboys and Rams. You got the Chargers going to the Patriots, and then you've got the Eagles at the Saints. A lot of several of the games are very, very intriguing nonetheless, but we're definitely going to talk with that with the stakeholders on this episode, talking NFL divisional playoffs. Live stream on BleedBlueShow.com, 929-477-4171. Looking forward to getting everybody's takes as they roll in. Let's bring on some people and get their thoughts on these games. What's going on, caller from the 203? What's going on? NFL divisional round. What's up, man? How's everything? Caller from 203? Going once. Going twice.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, what up? Is this the Savage? Is this the Savage? Oh, shit.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. I can't complain. How are you guys doing?
Good. You already know round two. Give us your thoughts real quick from the first round last weekend of the four games. And then we're definitely going to have a nice dialogue and make our confidence picks, picks with confidence for round number two. But what was your thoughts last weekend of the games?
Well, one thought is I'm so happy that I don't gamble. I didn't do well with any of my picks. All of them.
Did you get any winners last week? Did you get any winners last week or not? Really?
No. Yeah, I don't think so, no. Yeah, this week I think I'm a little more confident with the picks than I was last week. But wasn't a good weekend for me at all.
Man.
Wasn't a good weekend. Everybody saw the Bears game. That was a huge upset. Talk about the air out of your balloon. That was bad.
Can you imagine if it was your team, our team, and our kicker hit the upright and then it hit the crossbar and did not go in?
I can't. I can't even imagine how the man felt himself. You know, he just ran off the field. He didn't even answer any questions. He was like, "Yeah, I'm done." But yeah, it was bad. All the picks were pretty bad. My picks were terrible. This is one of the reasons why I don't gamble, and I just stick to blackjack and spades. That's about it. But
Well, you will have a chance. You will have a chance to redeem yourself with some confidence points and get yourself on the board, because after this round, the next round after this, the confidence points definitely double. So we're going to have some fun with that. Stay right there, because we got to bring on probably the biggest hater of the Philadelphia Eagles on the East Coast, if not definitely top three, the professor, Chris himself, co-host of the Bleed Blue Show. Chris and Kristen, man. Chris, what's up, man? Have you recovered, bro?
Hey, Matt. Hey, well, let me tell you this. First of all, I apologize. I'm having all kinds of difficulties with the not with the site. It's obviously my equipment over here. But listen, man, it was painful. It was painful to no end. Here's the problem with narcissistic fans like Philadelphia Eagles fans. What I heard all for the next 3 days after that, Steve, until I finally shut them down, was, we kicked that ass. Man, we beat them all up and down the field. Man, they didn't have it. We knew we had that shit. They wasn't ready for us, yo. I'm like, are you serious? The dude hit the crossbar. You guys won that game. They're delusional. And I just, well, I don't know where to turn, man, with this, man. I know I haven't, and I told God today, I know I haven't seen you in a long, long time. I haven't worshipped in a while. You got to do me this one favor. You have got to deliver on for me in New Orleans. This is ridiculous. These people are, I tell you, look, now Steve, you've been to 100 cities, man. I mean, whatever, how many teams there are in the NFL and NHL and NBA and Major League Baseball. And you know damn well a fair weather fan, a diehard fan, a crazy fan.
I can see them a mile away, man. Yeah.
These fools here are a different breed, man. They're delusional.
Yeah, they are.
Man.
They're passionate, though. They are passionate. They just don't root for our team, but they are passionate. They just don't root for us.
They're hateful.
They don't have to.
And I can't believe I even went out with some of them. Like, anyway, all I know is this. It's got to stop. It stops this weekend, and we'll get to that later, man. I'm still trying to work on my
So my question to you, Chris, was that the game? Was that the game of the weekend? Was that the game that surprised you the most? Well, actually, the confidence pitch should tell everything.
It did.
Say for the record. So you were surprised about that game? Not even the Texans game?
I was surprised about that.
What about the Texans game?
Okay. Not entirely, because I know what kind of organization that the Colts are building over there. So I wasn't too thrown apart by that. Not too much. But I got to tell you, I really, really was surprised that the Bears, I expected a close game. But it is something about when you send your kicker out there and he goes out there and he kicks the damn field goal right through, 53 yards right through, and then they call a timeout to ice him. And right then and there, there should be some dialogue. Right then and there, there should be, you know what? Listen, bro, this is what you got to do. See how you just threw that right in there? Some kind of coaching, almost like a boxer in a corner. Hey, see what you just did? You got to go right through. Again, that line up correctly. Go to your left a little bit, blah, blah, blah. Whatever the coaching is. Whatever it is, and then he could proceed. But what they did was the Bears didn't say anything to him. They let him flounder out there by himself. You know, he's cold, and he was thinking about it. And as you see, he hit the crossbar twice, and that just crushed me on a personal level. It crushed me. Hi, Christian. It crushed me.
Hi, how are you, Chris?
It crushed me. I am crushed. Like I'm telling
you, you don't have to be. Listen, God's going to answer you this weekend. It's over for them. They are delusional, just like you said, if you think they're going any further. They're not. It was a fluke.
I mean, it was
that is a one in a million chances of that happening. So forget water under the bridge, Chris. Don't dwell on it. You'll be able to puff your chest out again. Don't worry. Go to the bar the minute they win. Get you a cocktail. Wear everything Giants.
Do not sleep on Nick Foles, man. I mean, that is where it comes down to. Do not sleep on Nick Foles.
Right.
Let's get into the games, and we'll dive into what happened last weekend, and we'll get into more of what this week's games, because we got there's some decent games, man. Wow, I mean Chiefs, Colts, Cowboys, Rams,
oh,
for whatever. It's worth. You could be the biggest Cowboy. You could be a Cowboy here, but this is a good game. Chargers, Patriots, that's another good game. And then, of course, Eagles, Saints could be interesting.
Yeah. Right.
Let's bring on Billy Bob to the dialogue, and then we're going to really go around.
Right now?
Billy Bob, are you in your feelings?
Yeah, I'm in my feelings. Hey, listen. I'm in my feelings. How did Olivia Gregory made it to the Pro Bowl?
Everybody was getting snubbed. I thought I saw that. Listen, am I correct
or that was just a missed error? Because I was on my bleep. I was on the Giants, and I seen that. I'm like, that got to be wrong. That has to be wrong. How?
What's got to be wrong? What you talking about?
Olivia Vernier made the Pro Bowl.
How? Is he going to like me? Did he buy a ticket? Because
he's in the Pro Bowl, bro.
You got
I can't believe
me, man. You went through shows off. I'm going to look that up. That's crazy.
Oh my God.
He didn't do nothing.
Listen, this is why I'm in my feelings. Y'all playing around. I'm in my feelings right now. And one more thing, I'm going to be real with y'all. I just need y'all point of view from right now. Hey, listen.
Right.
Like I did, I went back and seen the press conference together, man. I don't know how he just talked circles, and then he like, and to me it was like an embarrassment to the media, because he started his press conference with, after he finished, he was like, I don't ask me about contracts, none of this stuff, or nothing about Eli. And I'm looking like, so what is the press conference supposed to ask you? And then he's just like, to me, he's just like, shut them all off. And I'm like, bro, this is a shot, and it hurts to hear him say stuff like this. I'm like, bro, so what do you want them to ask you then in this press conference if you're not going to answer none of these questions that he already said he was not going to answer? And so it's just like the media was like talking in circles. So I got to be in my feelings right now. He doesn't want to talk about the Eli situation. He doesn't want to talk about contract. He's telling them I got to go back look at tape. So I'm like, so what do you want the media to ask you right now? So they was all like talking in circles. So I got to be in my feelings right now. What do y'all want me to talk about? I'm just being a Giants fan right now. No.
That's hey. Never stop doing that. I'm trying to listen, Billy Bob. I had problems, man, with my equipment, so I can't see nothing. But look. He missed five games that I know of. He might have missed another one, but I know he wasn't the first five games. Azul, jump in correctly if you want to. I think he had he had 2.5 sacks in the last game against the Cowboys, but I really can't remember him doing much, man. I'm bugging out about this Pro Bowl thing. He
I seen his stats.
The
it, was 20, it was 23 tackles and 4 sacks. I don't know who didn't want to go to the – I just don't know who decided they don't want to go to the Pro Bowl.
But wait a
That's
minute.
Crazy.
Okay, is he a replacement or something? Is he – because I know
– it's definitely
Matt
a replacement.
It's a replacement.
But it doesn't make any sense. And I'm not trying to hate on a Giant ever, but that him? Nah. Yeah.
That was one of the questions that our media asked. They was like, how do you evaluate Olivia Vernier?
We have a few weeks to really get into that. If I'm not really an all-star or a Pro Bowl kind of guy, like I've stopped doing those things years ago. Well, I know there's importance to that when it comes to Hall of Fame and all that. But Olivia Vernon and a Pro Bowl, that just doesn't make sense to me. Even if it was a replacement. But Billy Boss, since we got you on here, let's start with game number one real quick. Let's talk Chiefs Colts, and then we'll go to Kristen myself. What's your thoughts on Chiefs, Colts, and were you as surprised as the way it played out last week, Colts versus Texans? And then we'll go to Kristen on that.
Yeah, I was shocked because, I mean, like, man, listen, I, how the Texans play, man, they kind of remind me. Just kind of, it was just like, they too talented to be like just playing like that. It was just like, it was too late in the game to just to try to like play to like play to that standard. I was like, why y'all waiting so late to play like this here? And it was like, it was just too late. And I guess Indianapolis Colts do have a good defense, so that could have been a problem. And the veteran, and they do got a good offense too. So, I mean, but I still don't think they should have played like that. How I thought they were going to play. The better team did win because they did. I mean, I am hearing that Texas haven't beat a team that was over 500 this year. So that's not. I mean, I guess that's about right. So I guess it did happen. What was supposed to happen that weekend? And I'm not shocked.
What about this week? How they match up versus the Chiefs? How do you look at this?
Same thing, man. I'm looking at it like this here. If the Chiefs jump out, then I think Chiefs probably could win that game. But how they playing, they look like a playoff team. I mean, Indianapolis Colts got that playoff feel where you got the quarterback now making mistakes and you got the run of the back. Whatever his name, Merlin? Merlin Mack? That's from Ohio. Well, he's doing a good job. That's just a good job to have a good running back, to have a good running game. And, you know, when you got a running game in the playoffs, you can go a long way. So, can that be a factor? Yeah. If they come in the same way how they played against the Houston, then yes. Indianapolis may take this game.
All right, hold off on your pick because I know we're going to get to that. Kristen, what's your thoughts? Chiefs, Colts. And were you surprised as well, Colts-Texans game last week? And then Chris and myself will weigh in.
I was more kind of of the Colts' defense, that they were really phenomenal. They really came out to play. That's what kind of shook me up. They surprised the hell out of me. Like, the defense was like, wow. I'm like, wow, where did that come from? Wow, this play. But, they do. They do have that. They have that rhythm. And, fourth quarter, Andrew Luck is dynamite. So even if they are down by, they could be down by 20 points and have 4 minutes on the clock and still do it. That's what scares me about Indianapolis, but I am going to go for the Chiefs. I just don't want to see Indianapolis win. I want to see the Chiefs take it. Mahomes, I really am a big fan of Mahomes. I like his style. He can throw like a madman. So just like I think Billy Bob said, as long as they come out of the gate and they dominate, you know, those first couple of seconds, that's gonna play the theme for the rest of the game.
Ooh. All right. Chris, what about you, man?
You know what, Steve, you know, nobody talks about the Colts defense that much. You know, they got some really good players, Autry, Moore. Darius Leonard is going to be a superstar.
He's good.
And you know who else is a star? Their defensive coordinator, Eberflus, is that how you say it? He's really doing a really good job with that team. You know, as a matter of fact, the second half of the year, man, he probably allowed the fewest points in the league. You know, and they damn near, as we saw last week, damn near shut out the Texans. Okay, now they got a lot of good. They're going to be a good team going forward, man. These years, you know, I mean, there's a lot of they're a balanced team. They've been fun to watch, but the buck stops here, bro. It's over with, man. It's pretty done. You know, the best offense the Colts faced before was earlier this year was New England. And that was when they started out 1-5 or whatever it was. So they, or 1-3, I don't know what it was, but they, that really couldn't be measured. But they are not going to stop Pat Mahomes in Kansas City, man. They're not going to do it, man. You know, as a matter of fact, the Chiefs only probably scored maybe 30 points, less than 30 points, maybe three times this year, something like that, man. But there's possibly a snowy day in Kansas City, in Arrowhead Stadium. It's going to be a loud crowd. They're going to be loud enough to be in Andrew Luck's ear to make it a game. But I'm also a little bit wary about the Chiefs' defense. Okay? It's kind of suspect, and you know it is. All right? As much as that offense is sparkling, and if they had Hunt, there's no telling what the hell was going to go on.
Right.
But they got a funny defense, and they surrender a lot of passing yards, man. And Andrew Luck is starting to really, really firm up, you know. And also their defense is, their secondary is kind of suspect too, man. So in a way, the Colts got a lot of confidence going into Arrowhead, man. This could be a shootout. This could be a shootout. You know, and to do this right, we may just see, like, just like the game that the Chiefs had with the Rams on that Monday night, we could possibly see a 42-38 game here, you know, or so whatever, which means this will probably be the fun game. But I'm not predicting that as a score. I'm just saying this game has that kind of potential. So, that's what I'm looking at, man. I'm looking at a dynamite offense from both teams this time. That's what I'm going to leave it right there until prediction time.
Right. Hey, Chris, you know what? You said it. This Chiefs team is not as dynamic once, you know, with Kareem Hunt not in the lineup.
I don't think
this Chiefs team, I mean, they still could get up and down the field, but they don't have that extra right now with Kareem Hunt, who made that you know, out of the backfield everything. This game kind of worries me. I'm going to reveal my pick later. I really am still unsure with this game. And there's a point you guys have not made, I'll fill in with the Colts. I did not give the Colts offensive line the respect it deserved. And I almost have to take them in consideration. Like you said, Chris, this is a suspect Chiefs defense. I don't see this team, especially their defensive coordinator, Bob Sutton, is really, really suspect, man. And Frank Wright, I will give him the edge in the matchup with play calling over him calling defenses. This game is not, you know, I can see a shootout, but the Colts offensive line is so damn good. And just watching it really, really closely.
They really are.
At the Giant game back in Indianapolis. And now watching them neutralize J.J. Watt and Clowney like that.
Yeah.
That's all really the Texans really had. They're backing into the defense. The veterans were good, but they look shot versus those Colts wide receivers. They got to deal with Tyreek Hill now. You know the Colts got to deal with that. Travis Kelce. I mean, this got star power all over the place. Eric Ebron's playing very well. T.Y. Hilton, he carved the Houston Texans. I know he can do that.
Yeah. This could be a shootout, Azul.
The guy from the CFL, he had a hell of a game. Indianapolis is bringing it back. They brought back the Tampa 2 defense. They're going to play the two halves, and they're going to make Patrick Mahomes make a decision against two deep safeties. And, you know, I like Patrick Mahomes in that. But I don't think this game is as – I don't even know the spread, but I don't think it's as a blow-up like people may think it seems. Because people look at the Chiefs, what they were doing all year. I look at the Chiefs, how had they been offensively since Kareem Hunt? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they beat up on some teams, but there's a lot of these games they were smoking teams. It's got real close. So, and the way the Colts are playing, especially that offensive line with Quentin Nelson, Costanzo, and Glowinski and Smith, the way they block, I saw them real closely. Andrew Luck had all day to pass back there, man. And I know the Chiefs ain't got no pass rush like the Houston Texans do. No. So I'm going to hold off on my pick, but I'm really nervous on this pick when it comes to the confidence because this thing could swing in a heartbeat. Billy Bob, what is your thoughts? Cowboys, Rams.
What's your feeling?
Yeah. Damn, my feeling on this Cowboys and Rams is a good one. You know what? Let's keep it real. It's going to be about who run the ball better with the – what I mean, you can almost say running back number two and running back number one. I mean, one and two. I don't know how you want to put it, but whoever come out, whoever have the best game, probably come away with it because – both of the quarterbacks are subpar, but to me they are. But it's all about Ezekiel Elliott and Todd Gurley. Whoever had the best game might come away. That's how I'm looking at it. We know what? I'm going to keep it real. I think Dallas might win it again because I think their defense might be a little bit more better because Rams are struggling. Rams are struggling against the run. They are struggling. They let in 5.1, and Ezekiel Elliott is averaging 5.1 on a carry. I don't think it's Todd Gurley. The key thing, Todd Gurley like that. And because these last couple of games, Todd Gurley been kind of shaky because I don't know if due to all the carrying and might be knick-knack, but it might. I think it favors Dallas because I just really see Dallas, you know, they might have met that stride, that stride, and they running with it. I mean, I don't want to go against – I mean, it's a hate, but – Dallas might go ahead and take this one. That's how I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Kristen, you despise Dallas. Say it again.
You have no
despise.
Idea.
Despise. I like when you say I despise Dallas.
I feel like Chris does when he's at the bar full of Eagles, but all the time, every day.
Oh,
I'm angry
I'm
every
so
day.
Sorry.
I'm still mad at the shit last week. So, yeah, Dallas is going to fucking lose. They're going to lose. The Rams are going to win. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Rams are going to fucking win it. We have to stop the run, period. They have to stop the run. If they don't stop the run, forget about it. It's going to be a wrap real quick, especially with Zeke. So if you shut down the run game, you got a game to win.
That's right.
That's it. That's the secret. That's it. In a nutshell, their defense isn't all that. But if you shut down Zeke in that run game, you have all the reason in the world to win that game.
Yeah.
There's no need for a loss, especially against them. Especially, please, for the love of God, Dallas is gonna fucking lose.
That sounds like some queen.
Oh, the hatred! Despise. I'm telling you,
I know.
I can't even tell you how the hate I have for all of them.
I know.
But I'm not going for them. I refuse. I don't care who's playing against them. I will never go with Dallas ever in my whole entire life. I don't care who's playing them.
And you want? And now you know why
I don't care
so much. Azul.
I'm telling you, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't. Fuck Dallas. They're going to lose. That's it.
Okay. Now, this is where Christian starts to hate me. Okay? Here we go. All right. Here's my problem, Azul.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that big game they had on that Monday night? I just talked about it. I think it was 54-51, something like that. Whatever.
Right, right.
That Monday night, that time. All
right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like right then and there the Rams punched their ticket to the Super Bowl. It did.
Right.
They were 10-1. They basically beat the only team that was a threat to them. It looked like a Super Bowl preview. They had that. They had. It was just wonderful, man. You know, it was a hell of a thrilling game to watch. It made big money and big fans, and it was just wonderful, right? But after that. Okay, they basically went 3-2. They wasn't sharp on offense at all. They lost the only two games they played against a decent competition. One of them, I don't want to mention the team's name. I hate them. They're creepy crawly, and they're down the street from me. Okay. when they did win the three games, they beat the Lions, the Cardinals, and the 49ers, man.
Right.
All right, and they could barely beat them, win those games. And I just remember this. And he lost the number one seed to the Saints.
Right.
Okay? So that brings us to this one. Okay? Look, like Billy Bob said, big factor, I don't know what's going on with Todd Gurley's knees, man. I don't know. He ain't carried the ball since my birthday, and that was a month ago. Okay? if his knees sound... You know, should be able to outpace the Cowboys' offense a little bit more fairly easily, okay? But here is my issue. They have given up a horrendous, and I saw this yesterday, 5.1 yards a carry to opposing rushers.
Like Billy Bob said, yep.
Ezekiel Elliott can conceivably put 200 yards up on them bad boys. That's not far fetched. That's not
right.
Far-fetched.
Oh, it's easy. That's easy, right?
You know that. It's really sad. They can't stop the run, Azul. They can't stop the run.
I know.
They can't. And one of the other things, the other reason that the Cowboys, I hate that name too. It's another team. One of the reasons they can't get blown out is because how the team is built. I have to admit it. As much as I hate that goddamn team, their defense has been rock solid.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And they surrendered on probably more than 30 points probably once this year. Now, I'm putting that out there because I don't even know what game it was because I don't watch them like that. They love to run the ball. They keep the clock running. That always means whoever's playing them gets fewer possessions, and you know goddamn well the Rams need their possession, which means fewer times to score, fewer times in the red zone. Look, this don't look good. It don't look good. And I can't stand that goddamn cowgirl. And I'm going to leave it right there for you, Zazu.
Yeah, I mean, Billy Bob, you said it. And Chris, you said it too. And as good or as aggressive this all-star defense for the Rams is, I don't think their defense is better than Dallas right now as a unit. I don't think so at all. And that's being objective. I'm trying to be fair. And really, as much as I hate the Cowboys and the Eagles, and we'll get to the Eagles game later, the Cowboys are playing very good football. They're playing, I would say, it's damn near old school football in a sense.
Yeah.
Because they're running the football and they're playing tough defense. And this is a point you guys haven't made. I mean, I think this is the obvious. Don't be surprised when you watch this game Saturday night that it's going to be, I'll say, 75% Cowboys in L.A. I mean, they got a lot of Cowboy fans living in Southern California, and a lot of those Cowboy fans will make the trip to Los Angeles. So, because you know their practice, you know their training camps in Southern California and L.A. So, it's just like when any other team goes to L.A. to play the Rams, that's going to be a mostly Cowboy crowd. It's going to feel like a home game for the Cowboys. But to all your points, this is the thing I fear about this game. The Rams can't stop the run. I think the Rams are like 23rd in the league against the defense. They're going – I mean, this is the bread and butter for the Cowboys. This is 90% of what they do is run the ball. And run the ball, they run it well. This is not the greatest offensive line for the Cowboys because, like, I would say their line the last couple of years has been dominant. But, I mean, they still got Tyron Smith. You know, they still got Looney and they got Zach Martin whenever he's available and Connor Williams. That's still a good unit. That's still better than a lot of units. That's still top 10 in the league. And you got Ezekiel Elliott, arguably a top, top two running back, top three, however you want to slice and dice it. And Chris, you said it. You talking about Todd Gurley. I think it was the game versus the Chiefs when they had that shootout is where he got hurt and he ain't been the same.
That's right.
I don't know
his
status.
It was out since.
I do not know his status. And if he's 100%, you know, I don't like the Rams in this game, to be quite honest with you. I'm going to hold off on my pick. But the Cowboys linebackers, Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith, they can fly around the ball. I don't even trust Jared Goff. I trust I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I trust Dak Prescott more than I trust Jared Goff. And I know Jared Goff had the better numbers, but knowing how Jared Goff, how he – does he – let me ask you guys, all three of you guys this. They had a terrible playoff loss last year to the Falcons at home.
They sure did.
And the Falcons fans came to play. I wouldn't say a lot of Falcons fans, but it was a handful. There should have been that many Falcon fans in the building. And now imagine the Cowboys coming here. Billy Bob, Chris, and Chris.
Oh,
do you trust
God.
Jared Goff is my question. Yes or no?
No?
Billy Bob, do you trust Jared Goff? Yes or no? In another playoff home game. Yes or no?
No, I don't trust him. I'm with you. I trust that more than I trust him.
I'll even expand on it. Why do you don't trust him? Let me ask you. Let's expand on it. Why you don't trust him?
Well, just what you said in that playoff game. It was shaky. And then just see Dak. It seemed like Dak is more calm to me. I just don't trust Goff right now. It's just to a point that I don't think. It's one thing when a coach can make something easy for you, and I think Sean McVay did that. Made it very easy for him to you know what I'm saying, to grow. He just have to show me. He might have to show. If he get passed down and show me, then I give him that trust. But right now, what I seen in that Atlanta game, it didn't pan out to me to where it was like he was looking shaky. And you seen the last couple of games, his last passes game?
It's
looking really shaky with him.
Right.
I don't know if he is that confidence. I mean, his confidence is gone. It just might be gone.
Right. Kristen, what about you? Do you trust Jared Goff? And then, Chris, same question.
I mean, I don't. I mean, he's, like you guys said, he's not as solid as Prescott is. He's not as cool and calm in the pocket as he is. He's not as good as he is under pressure. I get that. But I can't.
I know you're coming from.
What you guys are saying as far as stats and things like that and how well they played. I'm just hoping to God, like last weekend, all my picks bombed. I'm hoping for the opposite this week. Let these underdogs just shine and hopefully they come to play and want it bad enough. That's who's going to win the game.
Chris, do you trust Goff?
See, there you go. I like what she just said. I like that line. Kristen just said, want it bad enough. I'm not sure where Goff's head's at, particularly when he goes when he gets down 10-0 in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's ready, even on his home field, to take that extra little step that will make you really, really want to exceed with a shaky girly behind you, with the Robert Woods bitching at you, with who's the other receiver? He's never been the same since Cooper Kupp got hurt. If you really
You
know,
there's something missing.
There's something missing there. I don't know what it is. I like him. He's going to be good one day, but he ain't going to be good on Saturday. And that's what's scaring me about it. I just think I don't think he has the heart for it, man. Which is really crazy to say, Steve, because the Cowboys always play a lot of close games this year. You notice that?
Right.
Always one score kind of game. You know, and I
because
don't know if this is one of those
games. They run
games.
The ball. They control the clock. They run the ball, time of possession. They're not going to.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're going to
yeah.
play ball control. They play with
that's
a short
right.
field.
And not even that, but they're notorious for sabotaging themselves right before the playoffs. So they're notorious for that.
So, no, right. I don't trust Goff to answer the question, bro. Nah.
I think it's a clean sweep, man. I don't either. Billy Bob, let's get into the Sunday games. Chargers at Patriots.
Nice segue out of that.
For real. I'll worry about that later.
Can't do it.
Chargers Patriots, man. Billy Bob, I'm really anxious to hear what you got to say about the first game on Sunday.
Yeah, what about your feelings?
hey, listen. You know what? I'm so mad. Once again, I'm kind of mad with the simple fact with the running quarterback. I mean, if you want to kind of hybrid, I just don't understand why are they taking so long to get in these games, like get going. Because the same thing I thought with DeSean Jackson, I would expect the same thing. I mean, I saw the same thing with the Ravens, how it took so long for Lamar Jackson to get going. And I was shocked to even see that go down. I'm like, why are they taking so long? Especially when there's a quarterback that can, like, really, when plays are breaking down, they can really make plays. And they're taking so long just to – and it's so shocking to see this because it's like, why are we waiting to the fourth quarter to decide that we need to hurry up and get things going when it should have been real quickly because you know they out of sync. But, I was dead wrong because I was like, Phillip Rivers. And it seemed like Phillip Rivers wasn't even having a really top game to me that they should even got away with that game. And just to see that go down, that hurts. But this game here. I don't think Phillip Rivers is getting by this time. I don't think he's not getting past New England. Because, I'm just looking at it. I mean, we also got to understand this is Belichick. Belichick is not going to let this go down how I think Phillip Rivers want to go down. And I know one thing, the only thing I think the Chargers can really hang their hat on right now is probably their defense. A couple of these players, the offset, Tom Brady, which is, you know, Joey Bosa and Ingram.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I see. But as far as I really think that Belichick is going to have this in check.
All right. Kristen, what's your thoughts on this game? And hey, matter of fact, Kristen, what was your thoughts as far as the game last week, Chargers versus the Ravens as well?
Oh, they played well. I mean, not as good as I thought they were going to do, but they played. I don't like New England, and a lot of people know that also. I'm not a Brady fan at all. I can't stand them. But I'm going to have to go with New England on that pick, only because Brady's good under pressure. The man is flawless under pressure. The more pressure you give Brady, the better he performs. And I think Belichick and him are just going to dominate, and I think they're just like any other game. They got to come out of the gate. And I think that's what New England's going to do. So I have to go with New England. I didn't want to go with New England, but I am. That's my pick for that.
Okay. And Chris, go ahead, fire away.
All right. I'm going to do something unprecedented, which, Billy Bob, you know, you my man, 50 grand. You know how that goes. And Kristen, I love you already. You already know that. That's the given. However, both of y'all are wrong. I'm sorry. I'm gonna tell you, and I'm gonna tell you why. So if you look at the stats, you're gonna see that Phillip Rivers is 1-5 against New England, okay? And the one win was against Matt Castle. It wasn't even against Tom Brady. And those were like 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago. That was a different time, a different Rivers. The dude's on a mission. And this particular Chargers team is far more than Rivers now. They got a scoring offense that's blowing everybody out of the water. And if it wasn't that they had the unfortunate circumstance of having to share the damn division with the Chiefs, L.A. would be hosting this game rather than going all the way to damn cold-ass Gillette Stadium.
Now, right.
Here's the other thing. This game is going to come down to two guys named Melvin, all right? On offense, you got the Chargers. They rely heavily on Melvin Gordon, who's back now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, by him being a formidable running back, the first one really formidable running back they had since LT on that team, it gives Rivers a chance to pick and choose, man, from Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. He can work around and fit Austin Ekeler in there whenever he's in the end zone. That other guy, Justin Jackson, and that gives Gordon a chance to nurse his knees and make the big plays whenever he's called upon. On the other side of the ball, you got friggin' Melvin Ingram, who's going to be friggin' totally fixated on killing Brady. I'm here to tell you right now, he is.
Right.
You know, I mean, if Lamar Jackson had trouble running away from him, imagine what the hell is going to happen when he runs after Brady's ass.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
He's a menace. Let me tell you something. Now, I'm not going to be surprised and be a fool and say that, you know, don't be surprised if the – I'm not going to be surprised if the Patriots find a way to win because Belichick's a genius. But
right,
the Chargers were a better team this year in 2018.
Mm-hmm, they were.
Okay?
Right.
And Rivers has a good chance of surprising everybody this year.
Sure.
And I truly believe this is his mission year. He knows he's getting old. He's long in the tooth. And he knows this, just like last week, he knows this is a big-ass hurdle. And I'm not going to say it yet, but the Chargers are going to be something to watch on Sunday. I'm going to leave it right there for you, Azul.
Man. I mean, dude, everything you're thinking, subconsciously, I was thinking the same thing. I'm really undecided about this game. I'll reveal it. I'll reveal my pick when we get to the pick-ems. But, Chris, the Chargers are not scared to go anywhere in this league. They're literally playing 16 road games a year. They don't have a home field. And you know what? I really don't – I can make a case for both teams. Like, I'm pretty sure all you guys can, too. You know, let me go back to last week. I thought the Chargers – we're going to win versus the Baltimore Ravens because they just played the I was going to say Lamar Jackson. They just played him a couple of weeks ago, so it was easy to game plan for something you saw literally 2-3 weeks before. I think because there's a lot of factors in this, Chris, you are absolutely correct. I think on paper, I really like the roster of the Chargers better top to bottom than the Patriots. This year alone. I really like their offense, their defense. They got big wide receivers. They got a running game. They got a pass rush. They can come with Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram. They got the cornerbacks. They got Derwin back there. They got almost a complete defense. I can say a million things about this game, and then at the end of the day, I'm going to say they got Tom Brady, man. A lot of people hate Tom Brady. I'm not one of them. The Patriots are coming off of literally a bye week, and Belichick is really, really good coming off bye weeks, especially sitting back and watching game film.
Yep.
Who's going to be the next opponent? I'm not going to reveal my pick, but this is interesting. I mean, you could see a Chargers blowout. You could see I'm not going to say there's one thing I don't think I'm going to see. I don't think the Patriots are going to blow out the Chargers, but I can see the Chargers blowing out the Patriots. I can refer to a playoff game. I remember when the Ravens went to Foxborough one year in the I believe it was this round, and
I
they
remember.
Punched the Patriots
and
in the mouth. Ray Rice had a breakaway run.
Yeah,
I can see that kind of result. And you know, this is the type of team the Chargers do have. I'm gonna wait and reserve my pick. I don't like the matchup for the most part. See, the problem is the neutralizer is Tom Brady. This Patriots roster, I don't, Josh Gordon's now, he's no longer on the roster now because he's decided to rehabilitate himself. They still got you know, Chris Holden for whatever it's worth. That I mean, they could defend against him.
I don't even know what he's there. Yeah, I know.
I mean, I don't, you know, the health of Gronkowski with the back. I mean, it's, I mean, they've had this. I mean, give them credit. I mean, they still find a way to make it through all these years. Think about it, like the 18 years, the Patriots, year after year, they always find themselves to be in the mix. And you don't know what, I don't know what Patriots team we're going to get. And I'm going to leave it at that. And we're going to come back. Billy Bob, of course, Eagles Saints. What's your thoughts? And we'll get to Christian and Chris on that.
Hey, man, I told y'all last week how Philly was running. It's something about that Nick Foles is unexplainable. It's not, I mean, I just knew.
Boy.
The Bears was not going to do what I thought they were going to do to Nick Foles. So they got this magical run, too, where you just like, it was one of them teams like, if we got in the playoffs, we're going to make it happen. And that's the worst case scenario that you don't hope when you're playing a team like that. Like, these are one of the teams that get in the playoffs you don't want to see, because basically they're not too shabby in your offense when you're looking at the possession of receivers, other than not having a strong run game, which to me is like Darren Sproles, which is really good. I mean, he plays good, but when you're looking at their wide receiver position and the tight end position, you don't want to see that in the playoffs, because it's not like you can pick, oh, we got to go stop that person, because you got Alshon Jeffrey, you got Zach Hurst, the tight end, you got Tay coming in. So it's like you don't want to see that type of team, and I'm looking at the Saints, and they still struggling on defense. So I hate to go. I mean, you're so biased, but our division is like we got that division where if Dallas Cowboys, Giants, or they get into the playoffs, it's like you don't want to see them type of team. I just don't get it. But that's how I see it. Philly got that type of team that you just don't want to see right now.
Ooh-wee. Die Eagles Die Week, Kristen. How you feel about Die Eagles Die Week?
Oh, I don't know. Foles is good. We got to get in his head. They got to put pressure on Foles. If he does pull it off, isn't this his fifth straight?
It's up there. It probably is. That sounds about right.
Something like that. Well, anyway. I mean, I want the Saints. I don't like the Eagles either. I don't know. It's going to come down to the quarterback. It's hard. This week is so hard. I thought it would be easy. I guess it isn't. But Foles is unpredictable. You never know what this guy's thinking. You know, he always pulls a rabbit out of the hat somehow. But Breeze is great. He's out of the pocket 90% of the time. The man can move. Foles can move. I mean, I don't know. It's going to come down to whoever scores first is going to win the game with this one. That's going to set the tone. Whoever scores first will set the tone for the game. So, I don't know. I'm going to go with the Saints instead of Phil. I can't do it. So, I have to go with the
Saints. Enter Mike Singletary. Can't do it. Chris.
Yeah, and I can barely do New England, but whatever.
The number one hater of the Philadelphia Eagles is your thoughts.
Okay, I'm going to try to be civil here, okay? I'm going to try to be clean here, all right? All right, so, okay, if you subtract the last week of the season when they wasn't trying to make an effort to win, really, the Saints only really lost one game since week one, and that was that freak-ass game in Dallas, okay, where that offense never showed up against that defense. But that defense, the defense for New Orleans only allowed 13 points. So it was one of these games where the Saints have a kind of an underrated, non-talked about defense, because they only allowed fewer than 20 points maybe, you know, probably six or seven times this year. They've got a real good coordinator, Allen, I believe his name is. Okay.
Dennis Allen, absolutely, yep.
Yeah. Now, but you can't make no mistake about it. when it comes to the Big Easy, people come to see the Saints to see the offense. And it's brilliant. Breeze connected with Michael Thomas. But the running game was vital too, man. Kamara back there with my man there. Can't remember his name right now. They had like 26 touchdowns from back there. Okay, Ingram, thank you. Okay, now that looks, you know, that's some positives. Now the Philadelphia team, they won four straight games, including last week's lucky ass fucking game. But the key to them is there's no better story than Nick Foles. Who's mm-hmm. like Sparky Lyle and shit, okay? Every time he comes out there, he wins. Every goddamn time. He's a monster. He sees the field correctly. He doesn't look particularly impressive, but he manages to win each and every time. I don't get it. I don't like it, but it happens. I think he's 4-0 in the playoffs. I think he is,
mm-hmm.
okay? But it's not gonna happen, Steve. And I'll save, not for Eagles. And I'll save that for the predictions. I'll leave it.
Yeah, stick to your guns, Chris.
I will be real quick on Die Eagles Die Week, especially through me on the Bleed Blue Show. Listen, I'll say it like this: bling bling. How you do that there? Chopper style, chopper style, chopper style, chopper style.
Yep.
Make them say, huh? We got beignets, etouffee,
yep.
Gumbo.
Who that damn?
You know what I'm saying?
Who that damn?
Drago oysters, the catfish at me oyster house. You already know where I'm going with this.
Who that
I'm
damn?
I'm going to leave it like that. I'm gonna leave it like that. Huh. And I'll say a little bit more on the picks. Listen,
all right,
Chris. You said, Chris. Let me say this real quick because you hit on the most important point between this game. I've been inside that building. Chris, you've been inside that building.
Yes, sir.
There's
have.
No home field in the NFL like that building in the Bible.
Never.
And
nope.
I know Nick Foles, nope. and I picked the Eagles too, Billy Bob. I picked them too last week. If you could go into New Orleans and win, it's a tough. I mean. There's one thing beating Tom Brady on a neutral field. Remember, this bulletin, there's been things in the press, if you follow, that Sean Payton has motivated the Saints players with, $200,000 cash because of the playoff money they earn. I mean, he's knowing how to motivate them, and he can use the bulletin, you know, the bulletin board material saying, hey, you know what, that team we're about to play, even though we beat them 48-7, I know Philadelphia can make the case like, hey man, they blew us out. We got to pick up our pride. Listen, I think the Saints could use the bulletin board material saying, hey, that team is the defending chance. They took our Super Bowl because had it not been what happened in Minnesota last year, we would have went up to Philadelphia and beat them. The Saints could beat this team. They were going to play them in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field, and they should have won in Philadelphia last year if it wasn't for that fluke play in Minnesota. All right, so let's get to the picks. Billy Bob, let's make it official with confidence. We got let's start with game number one, and then we'll get to Kristen, Chris and myself, and we also got the other picks from the other stakeholders as well on this episode. So, Billy Bob,
you're can
no.
you dig it?
Oh, no.
Can you dig it?
I sure can dig it. No.
Hello?
Code's not over.
I can dig it.
I can definitely dig it. Chiefs and Colts. Chiefs and Colts.
Hold on, what's the first game now? Chiefs and who?
Chiefs and Colts.
Chiefs and Colts. Wow.
And the conference.
I ain't going against the grind. Hey, listen, I ain't going against the grind. Andy Reid got to make a number out here, man. He got something to prove. I'm going with Andy Reid. And my confidence level, it might just be a 2. I'm going with a 2.
All right. Matter of fact, Kristen, we don't do like that. Kristen, what about this game? Chiefs and Colts.
Chiefs.
Got a confidence?
50%.
Four, three, two, one.
On the level.
You got a number on it?
On a level from 1 to 4, Kristen, do you think it's a 2 or 3 or 4 being the highest, outstanding, sure, you're absolutely sure, or and going downward? So what do you give it?
2.
Okay.
Right, Chris,
and I'm going to give the same thing, Steve, for the Chiefs.
All right. I have Chiefs at a 3. All right. For the record, we got Steve Johnson's in LA with a 3 for the Chiefs. Definition of lit has the Chiefs at a 2. So we got Chiefs across the board. That's the Colts, man, right? Billy Bob. Cowboys and Rams.
I'm right here. Cowboys and Rams. I'm not hating against our division, man. I'm going with Dallas, and I'm walking with a confidence of a 3.
Wow. Kristen, Cowboys and Rams. Yeah, confidence.
Rams, 2.
You can't do a 2. You already picked. You already picked 2 for the Chiefs. Got a number not named 2.
2.
You just said 2. You can't
That's
do
it.
You got to give another number, honey. 1 or 2.
I do
1, 3. Or 4. Okay.
Chris.
3. Yeah, I'll just put him as a 3. Okay.
Okay. Steve, I'm going to give the Rams. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm going to give the team from Texas. I'll just say it that way.
Wow.
I got to. I don't trust the Rams. The team from Texas, a 3.
Wow. What's up? Steve in LA has the Rams at a 2. Definition of lit has the Rams at a 3. I have the Cowboys. I know I read it. Now, where did I have it? No. You know what? Yeah, I had the Cowboys at a 2.
Okay.
All right. Billy Bob, Chargers and Patriots.
With Chargers and Patriots. I'm going with the Patriots because they don't know what's going to go down, and I got a confidence of a 4 because I see the Patriots not going to play that type of game that everybody think they're going to play. They're going to run this ball. They're going to run it down their throat, and the confidence level is at a 4.
And this is the Patriots, you said?
Is this the Patriots?
What's
he
said?
I
got
the Patriots.
Oh,
Patriots,
gotcha.
And my confidence level is at a 4.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Kristen, what about you?
I'm the same. Confidence for New England.
Easy like pumpkin pie, man. Chris.
Steve, I'm going the other way. Steve, I'm giving the Chargers. I'm giving the Chargers, but I won. I'm going to give them a 1.
And I'm giving the Patriots a 1.
Okay.
Steve from LA has Patriots at a 1, and Definition of Lit has Chargers at 1. So we're all in. It's like mixed right there. Last game, Billy Bob, Eagles Saints.
This is why my confidence level is at a 1, and I'm going with Philly.
Oh, no, he did not.
Yeah, I hate it. I know. It's going to be 500 degrees in there.
Oh, no.
It's 500 degrees in there.
Steve, where's the toilet, man? No. Yeah, okay, Billy Bob, you hurt my feelings.
Kristen, Eagle Saints. So by default, you have who?
Saints, Kristen. Confident level 1, and that's for you, Chris.
Shout out to Kristen.
That's me! And Steve, screw that at a 4! Screw that at a 4! Screw that at a 4! A 4.
We got
kill them, Crow.
Steve from LA has the Saints out of 4. Definition of Lit has the Saints out of 4. Myself, Steve Azul, has the Saints out of 4.
Damn right. Let's
wrap up. Got about a minute left. Billy Bob, final thoughts. Give us about 15-20 seconds on this round. Anything about any of them.
Listen, I'm back at it with that New England type stuff, just like what y'all said. New England doesn't have a specific person that they can stop on. I mean, that they don't know who to key on offense. So that's why I'm like, man, listen, Belichick, like you said, had this bye, and I think they're going to come in there with this run game and just completely take – this might be a blowout to me from what I'm looking at. But that's my final thoughts.
All right, Billy Bob is out of his feelings. Thank you very much, bro. Kristen, your final thoughts, Kristen.
Final thoughts. Just beat Dallas, please. That's all I'm asking. I don't even care about the come in and mollywop them and just be over it because I'm tired of everybody talking about it.
Listen, my final thought is very one line, Steve. One line. No. I'm going to just tell you this. If you don't hear from me at all after Sunday night, if those puke ass team from Pennsylvania wins,
yeah,
you know what happened to me. You know what happened to me. I couldn't go on. That's all I got to say. I just couldn't go on.
Hey, man.
And
you ain't got
it.
Nothing to worry about,
man.
I'm your
blue.
Boy, man. I'm your
Thank
boy,
you,
man. You ain't got nothing. Yo.
Bleed. I want to
be
bleed
shocked.
Blue on that.
I'd be shocked if the Saints lost.
I can't.
Shocked.
Me too.
I understand the Nick Foles magic. It's got to stop. And there's no tougher building in the league. You got to go through that quarterback with that head coach and that building with those fans. Hey, it's going to be close. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be close. My final thoughts, hey, man, great week of episodes. Go back, Ranger Proud episode on Tuesday, Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum. Veteran Knick fans on there. Of course, this episode, we'll be back next Thursday as we get into the conference championships. Now, if you're a Yankees fan, we will be up Monday night for the Yankees offseason talk. Monday night. So be on the lookout for that. Call in. Let's have some fun talking some Yankees and some Major League Baseball Monday night. Chris, Sangria Su, Kristen, Billy Bob, Sangria Su. Bleed blue.
Sangria Su.
Bleed blue, baby.
Bleed blue.
I can
blue.
Can you dig it?
Yeah.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Blee blue, 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 blee blue.